Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, Coach, I know they got the three there at the end of the half. What are you happiest with, especially on offense?
Not a damn thing. I'm not happy about a damn thing. We turned the ball over. This should be a 35-point game by half right now. We're not happy about
defensively, what are you going to build on in the second half,
nothing,
Coach?
Nothing. Too many damn penalties. Same thing right there. Too many penalties.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
I love that. Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G, Joe O, Aaron Hawksworth here. We're gonna dive into some of the big NFL stories that we haven't had enough time for, we haven't done yet today on this morning's show. We'll get to, of course, our lightning bets coming up, but let's start with Tampa Bay there. You know, they were sloppy. Tampa Bay wasn't great, and yet Tampa Bay goes out there and finds a way to finish off a win.
Wait, what is happening? And where is that this?
Bruce Arians? Is that Bruce Arians coming on in?
Which house is this at?
Not mine.
I don't think it's mine.
I think it's Paul's office. That door was squeaky or something.
It does not. Yeah, I mean, Aaron requested WD-40 last week. Nothing has been done about this. What is happening?
So the door for me is like, I can literally touch the door next to me.
It's like a haunted house.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
If that's me, you guys would like see the door opening. So I don't think it's me. I guess it's back in Chicago. But let's start with Bruce Arians. Let's start with the we got confirmation. It was the behind the scenes of the show. Bucks. Here's a way to bring it all together. The Bucks were. They were squeaky yesterday.
Creaky. Yeah.
Yeah, creaky. There it is. They were creaky yesterday. They haven't been sharp, Joe, first 2 weeks. They've won. They're 2-0. I'm sure they feel good about that, but turnovers, sloppiness, not great. The defense for Tampa, which was so good at the end of last year, including the Super Bowl, not great so far.
Well, okay. First off, the opposing quarterback, Matt Ryan, time to hang him up, buddy. Like it's over, right? Three interceptions yesterday. Two pick sixes. Are we allowed to throw those out? I think you kind of can. Remember, this was a 28-25 game in the third quarter, and there were a lot of people that had survivor plays on Tampa Bay that were a little feeling a little dicey there. It's hard to criticize this team with all the talent that they have. They start out the game, they go right down the field, touchdown to Gronk. By the way, plus 170 on any time touchdown. That was fun, that cast. I wish it had a first touchdown of the game there. But, yeah, I know what Arians is saying. And he's doing what he's supposed to do. That he does not want to have the carryover celebration from a year ago. And he knows how Brady's wired. So Brady wants the same thing. So he's going to rip on his team. And he did the same thing in the post games. Like, we're not playing well. We haven't put together 60 minutes. Well, once they do put together 60 minutes, it's going to be scary for the rest of the NFC. We'll see how Monday Night Football forms this conversation tomorrow for the NFC North, but also the second best team in the NFC. Because even though they're coming off an embarrassing performance, they might be the second best team. However, whichever team is number two in the NFC, there's a big time drop off from Tampa Bay.
I have a question. So at age 44, do we think Tom Brady can set the single season record for passing touchdowns and beat what Peyton Manning had when he had, 55 in 2013? So far, Brady has 9, so he'd have to throw 3.1 touchdowns per game the rest of the year
okay.
to break that record.
That's interesting.
With all of his weapons that he has, Evans, Godwin, Gronk, Antonio Brown. I mean, 3.1, I feel like that's doable.
When you started that, I was thinking no. But now you think about it with the extra game and how bad the Bucs defense has been through two games, right? So if they're going to be in all these shootouts, I think Brady could absolutely break it.
I do too. I think the next 3 weeks are going to tell us, though, what we're dealing with here. So three of their next four are on the road. And the next two are at Los Angeles against the Rams and then at New England for the Tom Brady reunion or whatever you want to call the homecoming in Foxborough. I think
don't say revenge. Don't say revenge.
No, I'm not in revenge games. We've had too many of the revenge games. I think we're going to find out pretty quickly here if they're going to keep humming on the road and they're going to get the penalties and the turnovers cleaned up, because you can't give away possession, right? If you're going to throw 56 touchdowns in a season, there's only so many possessions, even in a 17-game season, that you can you just give away. So I think we'll find out pretty soon on that. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, he could do it. All right, you want to jump to is there anything we need to touch before we get to the rookie quarterbacks? Buffalo, maybe?
Yeah, let's hit on Buffalo. Yeah, there's a good reason we didn't really talk about it, because it was boring and it was decided early because your guy Tua left the game. And Miami was missing him a ton. Like, the guy stinks. I think we agree there. But there's a big drop-off when you have to go to QB2 in most cases. That was the defensive win, even though the Buffalo offense put up 35 points. Listen to these Bills numbers on defense. 6 sacks, 11 QB hits, 9 tackles for loss, and 3 takeaways. Like, that's just outright domination by the Bills defense on the road in the heat. My God, the heat. It didn't matter.
It didn't. Doesn't it feel like when Miami and Buffalo play, like, it's like, Miami's a cute story. They're in a different class. Like, they're just, they can't compete with the Buffalo Bills. Even last year was the week 17, and they pulled Allen for Barkley in, like, the second quarter. They still blew the doors off them. Like, Miami just, they can't compete. Miami looks like they might be in some trouble. Tua is banged up. They, I mean, they really shouldn't have won that game week one in New England. They got by with the turnover.
I'm kind of going, talking out of both sides of my mouth on this one. But just asking the question, is there a difference or at all between Tua and Brissett?
I don't think there's much.
Okay. I think you're right.
I mean, what does Tua do? Like, I just he doesn't make plays with his legs, right? He's not dynamic. He can't throw the ball tight. What does he do well? He gets hurt.
Yeah.
I actually think they might have a better chance to win this game in Las Vegas coming up this week with Brissett. I think they're more in the game with a quarterback like Brissett. All right, so yesterday, let's talk through the young quarterbacks here, okay? The rookie quarterbacks. I would say, for the most part, pretty tough day, Aaron, yesterday for some rookie quarterbacks. I mean, other than Mac Jones. I guess we haven't gotten the show's feeling on Justin Fields, so we got to do that. But, Aaron, what was your thought yesterday? The young quarterbacks, not great on the Mac.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Mac was pretty good. He didn't make, like, a ton of wow plays. He kind of held on to the ball a little bit too long. But I feel like he's showing enough progress that it wasn't like, oh, gosh, this guy's terrible. I mean, it's kind of what you expect under Bill Belichick. We know he's going to grow, and he's not costing them games. And I think he will continue to get better and build off what he's doing. I'm excited to see more from Justin Fields. Well, you know, we talked about, should we celebrate Andy Dalton being injured like Jake was?
Yes, he was. I don't care what he says.
Like he said out loud.
Lies and slander. Yeah. This is all lies and also slander.
No, you're lying right now.
I've never lied, not ever once.
Oh, please.
So Fields went 6 of 13 passing for 60 yards. He had that late interception. I mean, he used his legs. I thought he did a pretty good job. Obviously, he's going to continue to grow and learn, and it's super early. So it's almost, like, hard to give him any kind of grade after one game, you know?
Yeah, it is. Man, if you just look at the box score, you'd say, how much did the Bengals win by? Like, Cincinnati outgained the Bears 248 to 206. They were better on yards per play. They were better in the red zone, and they end up with those two fluky touchdowns. So what happens? It's what happens in any NFL game. If you win the turnover margin by a significant amount, you're going to win the game. And that's exactly what happened. If, as sounds kind of crazy, But if Andy Dalton plays that entire game, the Bears win by multiple scores, I think. Because,
I agree. I mean, that was what I was saying in the summer. I understand the excitement from this show, from you, Joe, from Jake. Everyone wants to see Fields in there. And he's going to be good. He's going to be obviously better than Andy Dalton is right now. But there's going to be growing pains. Like, he's going to turn the ball over. Yeah. He's going to make mistakes. And that, I think it almost, in a way, it excites you to see Justin Fields. But you wonder, like, all right, what does this do? What does this do immediately for wins and losses?
But I don't care. I don't care about this year.
And I think that's a right perspective to have. Because if you're – like, I don't think he's going to come in and they're going to win 10 games now because he's in there. I don't think he's ready yet.
And off bad performances, and the Bears are a dog, and in this case, well, they were a slight favorite inside of a field goal. I mean, it's almost the same thing to me. Like, I'm going to bet on the Bears. When the market's high on Cincinnati after they take out a team in Minnesota that we don't think is very good and they had to play five quarters and, oh, Joe Burrow, it's the LSU guy. Look at him, won the Heisman, and he's back from the injury. Looks like old Joe Burrow. And then everybody's down on the Bears, and the line goes from 3.5 in the look-ahead down to at 1.1, 1.5 during the week. I think it closed at 2. Like, that's when I'm going to bet on the Bears after bad performances with all of these market shifts. And that's, I think, the biggest lesson so far in the season. Not so much about the underdogs. This is another underdog week. Okay, fine. But you've just got to pay attention to the market and watch how things are changing from one week to the next, and don't overreact. In fact, go against that overreaction, because these NFL games, these bets are decided by the slimmest of margins. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a couple points in your pocket, you're going to win more than you lose.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The guy I'm most excited about is the one we should all be most excited about, the one that's actually playing well right now. He's the only one. It's Mac Jones. Like, Aaron, you said, mm-hmm. he's not flashy. He just kind of – but that's exactly what Bill Belichick wants. Like, I'm not trying to say he's the next Tom Brady, but the bottom line is they drafted him to play the position like Tom Brady did for all his years. Just sit back there, throw the ball, make the plays, don't turn it over, and we can win football games. And, I mean, that was his first road start yesterday, and he completed a pretty big number of his passes. That – He's polished. I when he was coming out of college, I was like, really? It's going to be a first-round pick, a high first-round pick. But there, for Bill Belichick, for what they ask, I expect a lot of up games. I don't expect many bad games from Mac Jones. I don't think they're going to play that way.
We were just talking about Fields. Matt Nagy just said at the podium that the ACL has been ruled out for Andy Dalton.
Okay.
So
that's good.
There's that. Mac Jones is the favorite to be the offensive rookie of the year, as expected. I thought it would be a shorter number than what it is. He's a favorite at plus 300 at FanDuel.
So what are we missing here?
Pretty good.
Has anyone else moved up to kind of challenge him? Like, who else is there?
Like Najee Harris or something?
Najee Harris?
That's what I was going to ask you. Who do you think is the second favorite?
I think Aaron hit it.
No.
Is it Najee?
That angry run he had was amazing.
Najee's fifth. Najee's fifth.
Oh.
Is it a receiver?
No.
It's a quarterback. Okay.
Don't say Trevor Lawrence.
Fields. It's Fields.
Yeah.
He's going to play now. He's going to play.
Because now he's the starter. He's the second fifth. But he's plus 400, which is an overreaction. Come on.
Totally.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence plus 700. Trey Lance plus 850. Wait,
what happened to Zach Wilson?
Zach Wilson fall plus 1,200 with Ja'Marr Chase.
He fell to the depths of wide receiver.
He's with Najee. He's with Najee and Ja'Marr Chase at plus 1,200. Your boy Devontae plus 1,600.
Yeah, Devontae's not going to win Rookie of the Year.
How did he do? How did he do yesterday overall?
He looked like he was 165 pounds yesterday, is what I'll say about his game. he's gonna be a nice player. Just like there was a couple of balls Hurts threw to him in traffic, like go make a play. Yeah. And like, you know, when you're 165 pounds, it's hard to go make that play in traffic against a couple of defensive backs. So yeah, I saw the limitations yesterday. I'm going to be surprised at this point if it's not Mac Jones. The odds reflect that. Doesn't it just seem like he's going to be the steady Eddie the whole way to the rookie of the year?
Yeah, yeah.
He's put in a good position.
I felt a lot of things lined up for Zach Wilson before the season started, but I didn't expect this many turnovers to start. And, okay, how about this? Is it over for Zach Wilson? Two games. Is it over? Has he been that bad?
I know you mean the rookie of the year. But my brain went to, like, is Joe saying it's over for him already in New York?
No.
I think it's probably over.
You know
over
he's getting hammered. I don't think it is.
What does he have to – but wait, he has to recover to what point?
I don't think Mac Jones is that far ahead of everyone else is my point.
Like, well, not
he can absolutely recover.
Trevor Lawrence has not been impressive at all. I mean, he had a really tough test going up against the Broncos defense, but 14 of 33 passing for 118 yards. He had that early touchdown, two interceptions. He's probably looked the worst.
Well, when we think about
counting Davis Mills, of course.
Yeah. When we think about last year, what Herbert did immediately, Mac Jones is not doing Herbert stuff yet. Not even close.
But I guess no quarterback has shined except Mac Jones.
That's one will. One will. Yeah, Patriots very close to being one of those 2-0 teams.
They very, you know, and I'll go to the Lawrence thing and Aaron said, I haven't been impressed at Trevor Lawrence. I know he's got a tough situation and the coach might have one foot out the door, but like I'm not seeing things where like, wow, there it is. That's why everyone talks about him as this like transcendent player. I don't see that.
I don't see it yet. Maybe
did Trey Lance hit the field? Did Trey Lance hit the field yesterday?
If he did, I may have missed it. I mean, it wasn't an impact. If he did, it was for a handoff, and I may have missed it. But I don't think he did.
He has he has better odds than Zach Wilson, and he hasn't played really.
That's
Zach Wilson. They play the Broncos this week, so that's going to be it's going to get worse for him.
All right, next week I might be saying he's out officially.
Survivor pick, early survivor pick, Broncos at home. That could be the show survivor pick. We got a lot to get into, including on the other side, our lightning bets for tonight. We have Monday Night Football. We have a big slate of baseball in the pennant races. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.